Of course, it's an old saying that every comic wants to be a straight actor, a serious actor, wants to do Hamlet. Well, I don't want to do Hamlet, not even with a beard on, but I would like to tell you a rather sad story which is indicative of a march of time about an old butler who had to leave the family that he'd been working for years. I'm an elderly butler who's saying goodbye to the family that I've had to serve. And now that the time's come to bid them farewell, I feel that I've quite lost my nerve. 45 years. You know, that's quite a long time. But now that they've sold the estate, though they're sorry for me, they won't have any room in their flatlet in Notting Hill Gate. Oh, thank you, my lady. Goodbye. A very sad moment, it seems. The years in between have just gone in a flash since I came as a footman, so eager and rash. And thank you, my lady. God bless you for the kindnesses you've always shown. The days of our grandeur have gone now forever. Seems very hard, all these ties we must sever. No, please give my best wishes to young Mr. Trevor. Thank you, my lady. Goodbye. Thank you. Oh, no. No, I shan't stay in this neighborhood. For the council will come and they'll tear down the place. And that is a sight that I just couldn't face. You're upset, my lady. So am I. Because it's all been a terrible wrench. With the children grown up and gone off on their own. But you'll have them around you, so you won't feel alone. And they'll give you no peace when they put in the phone. Thank you, my lady. Goodbye. The car's at the door, and my lady is gone. And I feel rather woolly inside. I'm glad that she gave me that photo of her when she came to the house as a bride. Her generous annuity's more than enough. And I feel quite a tear in my eye. 'Cause she's one of a kind that we'll never replace. Thank you, my lady. Goodbye.